There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Here again on a very, very, very busy day out there. Slam. It's a Tom E. Tuesday. Tom E. Curran, NBC Sports boss, and he's brought to you by D'Angelo's Subs, New England Sandwich Shop, and the Sandwich Shop for Jones and Keefe here on Tuesdays.
Yep, delicious.
I'm working on that chicken teriyaki sub right now. It's great. Flex Car, you can save thousands with your flexible car lease at flexcar.com. And by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. If you're hearing this, chances are you're less than 20 minutes away from the closest Awaken 180, a once-a-week lunch break, a quick stop on the way from work, minutes away from proven weekly weight loss, awaken180weightloss.com. Tommy Curran, what's up?
What's up, boys?
What's
How
up?
Are you? Happy Tuesday.
Very good, yes.
Very, very happy Tuesday. Big day out there. NFL trade deadline day. We'll start with this. You hearing anything on the Pats and the deadline? Anything, huh?
Nothing yet. I do believe that they are active in trying to move players, and teams are active, actually more active, in reaching out to them. And I know that, speaking to some agents, that they are very curious as to what might end up happening with their clients, especially at the wide receiver position today. So that's something that would probably be the most likely spot, either a K.J. Osborne or a Tyquan Thornton deal. If either one comes to fruition, I think that would be the most likely one to happen.
Yeah, the one that I'm the most surprised that is even out there in discussion is Kyle Duggar. Like, they just brought him back. You know, he's one of their better players. I know he's also dealing with, I think, an ankle injury, but he didn't play, and he was inactive last week, which maybe raised some antenna up a little bit, but what do you think it would mean if they were to trade someone like Kyle Duggar?
Our guy Phil Perry at NBC Sports Boston was able to ferret out some more information a little bit closer to the scene here. That's not happening. And
okay.
I believe it was phrased to him, we got to use some common sense on these things. they're not moving on from Kyle Duggar. And why would you? I mean, you just lost Jabril Peppers. He might never play here again. You had two really good safeties. Now you have one. And he is, you know, you need the backbone of your defense. I think it's insane to think that. And honestly, as appetizing as a Kendrick Bourne or Devon Godshaw might be for other teams, I think right now they are somewhat by default some of your culture leaders on the team. With David Andrews out, Juwan Bentley out, and so many players who were persuasive and influential in that locker room laid low, I wouldn't move on from either of those guys because of what they bring for you down what could be a very discouraging stretch of eight games.
Mm-hmm. Tom, we did a show poll earlier today at Jones and Keefe. 72% of Patriots fans want them to sell at the deadline. 28% want them to buy. Is there a chance they're adding today and not just subtracting off of the roster? And if so, where? Where would they be looking to add?
You'd be looking to add a player with some term left on his deal. You'd be looking to add at any of these positions, cornerback, edge defender, tackle, or wide receiver. Any of those four. Those, to me, look like their biggest areas of need, with edge defender and cornerback coming up quickly on the outside. I would even say safety, but they, you know, it's a little further down because you have, you know, the rotation of Duggar, Mapu, Jalen Hawkins, who hasn't been a disaster, and actually I think Del Pettis isn't a disaster either, as a guy who was undrafted, who they added. So, but I'd say those other positions, definitely. You've got to find somebody with some term who might be blocked out where he is and feel as if you would have an opportunity to re-sign him, even if he had an expiring contract. But you need, I think, and I've said this a couple times, I think I've said it to you guys, they need professional football players, mm-hmm. people who go about their jobs professionally right now, because I think that that's very important to the level of emotional maturity on the team.
Now, a big topic of conversation yesterday, as you can imagine, was whether or not the Patriots should have gone for two at the end of regulation. Both Jones and I think they should have gone for two. Where do you come down on that?
1,000,000% should have gone for two. Yeah. You're a 2-6 team trying to avoid 2-7. You got one shot from the 2.5 or 3, wherever the hell they put it now, and you have a quarterback who's half a magician. I know he was tuckered. I know he was gassed, mm-hmm. but so was the Tennessee defense, where the chase for 12 seconds. I really think that they should have gone for it because, to me, you can't stop people on the ground right now.
Right.
And they got it run down their throat, and the inevitable ending came the way it did. I think with a 2-6 team, would you have an opportunity to win that close? Go ahead and take it. Which one? Which loss do you think? I was going to put a poll out today. I switched my polls for Quick Slants at 6 p.m.
Yeah, nice.
I went with this poll. Did the Patriots, would you, it's Caleb Williams and Drake May this weekend. If you needed a cornerstone player playing hypotheticals, would you prefer Williams, Caleb Williams? Would you prefer Jaden Daniels, or did they get the right guy in May? You don't have to answer. The other poll I wanted to put out was, which is the most frustrating and maddening loss of the season, Tennessee, Jacksonville, Seattle, or Miami?
Oof. I would say I'm a recency bias guy. I would say the Tennessee game.
Feels like Tennessee right now, yeah, but that might be recency
bias. Miami was the worst football game I may have ever seen. Like, that was just a frustrating game all around. But this one was like, you were right there. Why not? You had this unbelievable play at the very end, and then why not go for two and try to win it there?
So I would say Jacksonville, they blew a 10-point lead.
Yeah, that's true. True.
Huh.
Lots of
Jacksonville was fairly sickening in the fact that they blew a 10-point lead and then just got run over like a JV team.
Yeah, no, that's true. Going back
sickening,
to the
not maddening.
Going back to the 2-point decision, to your understanding, is that Gerard Mayo's final call? Like, he is the head coach. It should be his call. But is he talking to somebody upstairs that's giving him stats and just sort of like telling him what they think, and then he just goes with that? Like, I'm curious, especially how he answered it post game versus like a different answer he gave Greg Hill on Monday morning. Like, is that his call, or is it somebody else's?
It's 1,000,000% his call.
Okay.
And this is, I think, the difficulty of having not just a first-year head coach, but first-year surrounding individuals, whether it's Evan Rothstein, you know, who's not a first-year guy, but he's kind of elevated to that Ernie Adams role, for lack of a better comp. You got a quarterbacks coach in T.C. McCartney. You have an offensive line coach in Scott Peters. You have a play caller in Alex Van Pelt. Everybody's new. What's their rooting interest? Are they gamblers? Are they safe guys? Are they in positions where they feel secure in their jobs? Do they feel like they don't want to push Gerard into a situation where he might not be comfortable? To me, Gerard said the decision was made. I think he made it sound as if the decision was made far before they had gone down the field. But I just don't love it. I didn't love the decision. You have to be malleable as the game is going on, transform and change to the flows of the game. And I think that that absolutely was opened up for the opportunity to go for two. I mean, you got a guy who just wandered around for 12 seconds. I don't care if he's tuckered out. He is the kind of player who can make something out of nothing. And I know you can't run it worth crap, but you can still have him in a run pass option. And if that goes south, he can scurry around for a minute. And okay, so he had to throw it incomplete. Oh, he got picked off. Whatever, you lost. So what? You're 2-7. You took a shot.
Right.
So with Drake May and the pick he threw in overtime and the turnovers he had in the game, I love the pick. I find the poll question that you're putting out on Quick Slants very interesting, because I was bullish on Drake May coming in. I've been a believer in him. I don't want to let him off the hook, though, for a turnover that lost them the game, three turnovers in this game. And so how do we square those two things away? Well, we're watching the team down the stretch. He's the quarterback of the future. We all believe in him. But we can't let him off the hook for some of these mistakes. How do we kind of square those two away going forward with the final, whatever it is, the final eight games
of the
season?
I like that question. Yeah, I like that question because is how I squared it in the post game was, were those what the frig turnovers were those? What is he thinking? Were those? That's an embarrassing decision. Were those pee down your legs, Sam Darnold, Mac Jones type turnovers? Or were they somewhat understandable? So take the first one. He got suckered in his fourth start by an underneath defender who moved into a spot. I still don't think the wide receiver and tight end spacing was terrific on that. I wonder if there was supposed to be that much traffic, but he got suckered. That seems to me the kind of thing you could say, yep, that I can make sure that doesn't happen again. The strip sack, it's Justin Simmons making a fantastic play. Jay Simmons making a tremendous play from behind, but May knew he was coming, and he was trying to get away from the situation. He gets strip sacked. Again, fixable, not panic. And then the last one, I don't mind him taking a shot. You stink. The team stinks.
I know. He's going to be so frustrated. That's what I was trying to
do. You know, it's like you guys play a little golf, right?
Sure.
You're on your way to shoot the 94.
Just blast it.
You got 220 over water on the last hole. Yeah. Whatever.
94, I'm having a good day.
94 would be great.
Yeah, that sounds like I'm hitting them well is what it sounds like.
Tom, you've been all over this with the receiving core and the draft picks specifically, Polk and Baker. You know, it's always one of those fine lines, like how early is too early to call a guy a bust versus just being right and sort of seeing it early on. I've been so frustrated with Jalen Polk because it was a second round wide receiver, very productive guy in college, thought he'd be a good fit. And it's just been a variety of stuff he says, and then it's drops, and then it's penalties. It's like he can't get out of his own way. But that is still a guy that in the final 8 games of the season I want to see out there. I want to know going into next season just how much or how little I can count on him.
Yeah, same thing with Javon Baker. I mean, he should be kind of in a tryout situation now, and I hope that this personnel department will have the same hang and judge mentality that Bill Belichick sometimes would. Okay, it's not working out. I don't care that I took Duke Dawson in the second round. See ya. You're done. Bye.
Mm-hmm.
It's not working here. And if you have to do that with some players, do that. Don't protect your draft picks and say, well, they just didn't have enough time. I would also say, relative to Polk, Thornton, Baker, KJ Osborne, anybody, we need to start looking up who's the wide receivers coach. His name's Tyler Hughes. Tyquan Underwood's there as well. Tyler Hughes was an assistant in Washington for a year. He was a Patriots offensive assistant for a few years. He has not really had what you would call a decorated career developing wideouts. So if he doesn't develop them this year, this changes the conversation, because this notion of everybody's going to grow together and in a couple of years it'll be good, you might have to throw that to the wind because, sorry, Drake May's ready already.
Yeah.
So if you have to say everything gets upgraded now, we're not having this kumbaya where everybody moves together, urgency has to enter the equation. If you have to say goodbye to coaches who didn't sparkle in their first year and replace them with experienced ones, and I'm not trying to fire Tyler Hughes here, but your expectations for all of the coaching staff has to be higher because your window is officially open. And I believe that to be the case as of Sunday. He's ready. He's good. He's really good. So let's get after it.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Time now for Tommy Curran's Flex of the Game, presented by FlexCar. You can ditch the dealership and save thousands with FlexCar. Tommy Curran, what's your Flex of the Game from Patriots-Titans?
Flex of the Game was that first scramble by Drake May. God bless him. Comes out of the concussion protocol with feet skedaddling down the field. Didn't even slide, didn't even roll, just ran right into a tackler. God bless him. That's the kind of moxie you need. That's the kind of want to. That's the kind of brass balls you got to have.
I like it. I like it. That's a good flex. Good. No, he's right.
It's a great flex.
It's funny. We were talking about how last week in the game he got hurt, he slid a number of times, and both Van Pelt and Mayo were like, he's got to protect himself, got to protect himself. Then the next week, he's like head first into every defender after the concussion. I feel like he took their advice less after the injury.
I think that they somehow think that going head first is safer than sliding.
I've heard Andy Hart making this point, Keith. And so,
well,
maybe,
because you're a maybe.
Yeah, but you don't have the same protections. When you start your slide, when your ass starts to slide, that's when your protections start. And he started his slide a little late the previous week because he was stumbling and couldn't really get into it and make it obvious that he was about to slide. Hmm. He had a very good slide at another point in the game. If you have the room to slide, always slide feet first. If somebody might, as you're sliding, already be going, if he's within a yard or two, might as well just, you know, kind of armadillo it.
Yeah. One more quick one here, Tom, before we let you go. And thank you for spending a little extra time here today.
Why, sure.
Are you worried at all? Maybe worried is not the right word. Are you paying attention at all to Kansas City going 17-0, going undefeated? And if you're not yet, at what point do you look at it and go, okay, this is really something we need to watch?
It's funny. Somebody made the comp. I can't remember. I was on Twitter last night watching that game, and they said the Kansas City kind of has that 2019 Patriots feel to them. And I don't disagree, although the Patriots did not add DeAndre Hopkins at the deadline, who still could be here.
Right.
But I'm sure he'd be long gone by now. But he could have been here. Mm-hmm, But they do. They're very close to the bone. It's just that, you know, who are the other teams out there who are going to take them down? Do they have Buffalo on the schedule?
Two weeks from now, they're at Buffalo, I believe. They also have Houston.
Like they
have Houston later on in the year as well. Okay, so you're going against Keith. Keith says they're going undefeated. You think there's a game that could take them down?
Yep.
This is all knee jerk. I haven't spent my time, obviously. I don't even know if they're playing Buffalo, but I think they're going to lose.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Tommy Curran, you can check him out on Quick Slants. You can check out his latest. It's up now at NBC Sports Boston. Patriots in disarray with one all important exception. I think you know who we're talking about. He joins us every Tuesday here on Tommy Tuesdays on Jones and Keith. He'll be with WEEI Afternoons on Thursday. Check him out there. Tommy Curran, we appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
All right, guys. Thank you. Bye bye.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.